You're listening to The Loyalty Minute, the show that helps you build better customer loyalty and more valuable user engagement with your host, Rob Gallo. Welcome, loyal listeners, to another episode of The Loyalty Minute. I'm your host, Rob Gallo, and today I'm super eager and excited to chat with our special guest, Tom Schwab. Tom is the founder and chief evangelist officer of Interview Valet. Interview Valet is a concierge-level podcast marketing service providing the fastest way for authors, speakers, guests, consultants, coaches, and brands to maximize the benefits of podcasting. Their premium white glove service takes care of everything but the speaking. And I'm speaking from firsthand experience because I was a customer and that's how I got into the podcasting business. So without any further ado, I'm going to welcome Tom to the show.
Rob, I am thrilled to be here.
Good. Thanks for joining me, Tom. I appreciate it. So for those listeners who don't know who you are, what you're about, perhaps you could share a bit about your background and your story.
Well, yeah, I was going to say it's an interesting story, and it all started, you know, a Midwestern boy, never been more than 100 miles from his home, gets the opportunity to go to the United States Naval Academy. So to all the U.S. taxpayers, thanks for paying for my education. I went there and then went from there to running nuclear power plants. And that was my first job out of college. And it really taught me that anything can be systematized. It can be refined. It can be taught. Now, fast forward, I left the Navy, went to corporate America, did sales, did marketing. And then I started, after I sold a distributorship, I had started a e-commerce business, you know, and it's never been easier to do a transaction online, but it's never been harder to have that loyal customer. So with that, I worked with a company working with inbound marketing, learned that, built that company up, sold it, and then started to realize that a great way to build loyalty, to build relationships with people was for them to hear you. And I live in Kalamazoo, Michigan, right? Not a whole lot of people can hear me from here. But through the wonders of the internet and being on a podcast and a podcast guest, man, you can get introduced by so many people. So started to test that. It worked so well. Helped some friends with it. And they said, I just, you know, can you do this for other people? So we started to beta test a done-for-you service in 2015, took it out of beta in 2016, and that became Interview Valet. And we now have a team of 18 people, help about 100 clients at one time. And, you know, to me, it's amazing. There's a lot of problems in the world today, Rob, but there is no better time to be alive, no better time to be running a business. And I'm excited to talk with you today about, you know, how you can use audio podcast interviews really to build that loyalty.
Absolutely. I concur. And a shout out to Tommy. I mean, I don't know all of your staff, but she was awesome during my work with you guys. It was great. You know, got me on 12 different podcasts. And that's really what set the stage for me to kind of think about launching my own. And now this is episode 35. So I'm kind of excited about that. So what we do in the show is we kind of just want to have a feel for your ideas about loyalty, brand loyalty, customer loyalty. The first question is, do you like game shows?
Oh, I love game shows.
Are you familiar with Jeopardy?
I am.
Of course, you can't not.
I almost answered that in the form of a question, right?
Question.
Yes.
Well, what we want to do is we want to answer the questions in the form of a story, if possible. Okay, because as we were talking about in the pre-roll, you and I, that stories are memorable, right? They create a concrete foundation that someone could relate to. Oh, this story sort of reminds me of what Tom mentioned on that, the Loyalty Minute, and now I could tie it all in. So the first question is, what does customer loyalty mean to you as a consumer?
To me, it's having a relationship and not a transaction, right? Today, it's never been easier to do a transaction on the internet, right? Just be a penny cheaper than the next person and you can have a transaction. But don't tell me that's building a business, right? Because the person that's a penny cheaper the next day is going to take away your business and your customers. To me, loyalty is building a relationship, building customers that have high lifetime value and those ones that even amplify their lifetime value by telling other people about you. Mm-hmm. You know, the best way to get new customers is through current happy customers. And I think often we forget this in this digital age where it's just like more, more, more. It's like, no, why don't we focus on better, better, better?
That's perfect. So let me ask you this. In Kalamazoo, Michigan, is there a Starbucks?
There are numerous Starbucks.
Okay. Are you a Starbucks drinker, goer?
I am a coffee achiever because coffee addict sounds so bad. So yes, I am a coffee achiever. I go to Starbucks, but I also go to one that's based out of Michigan here that's called Big B. And so with that, you know, depending which one I'm closest to, but I'd have to say I would probably be more loyal to Big B.
And what would you say is the key driving factor to your loyalty to the Big B?
The story, right? Because, yeah, I know Starbucks and the Northwest and everything like that, but Big B, I remember when it was called Beaners. Right. And then they had to come out and say, no, that's a politically incorrect term. So you can't call it that way anymore. Anybody that's been in around Michigan a long time will still call it Beaners and they'll know what they're talking about. And no insult meant to anybody on that. But to me, it's that story of that. I've heard the story of the guys starting it in Lansing, Michigan, and starting to expand it out there. And as people went to Michigan State University and couldn't find it in their local areas there. They're like, oh, you should have one here. And to me, so it's really that story, that consistency, and also the caring of the people, right? It's a great experience to just go in there. The colors are bright. The people are friendly. I look forward to it. It's memorable. I'll talk about it. And it's not just a transaction, right? I can get a cup of coffee. I was going to say that my favorite Big B is next to a McDonald's, and I can get a cup of coffee at McDonald's for probably a quarter of the price, but I can't tell you the last time I went to McDonald's for coffee.
Okay. So it's more than just the color and it's the people is what you're saying, right? Interaction, the feel that you get when you are with that brand, interacting with that brand, that keeps you loyal. Now, do they do anything in particular to keep you coming back as a loyal customer on their end?
They do. I mean, they do things like Free Shot Friday, right? So if you come on a Friday, you get a free shot of whatever you want in there. You know, there's always the reward points, and I lose so many of those reward cards that I just always put it on my wife's phone number, right? She's got a reward point for everything.
Yeah.
And so she's always thrilled when she gets something free. But even to the point of, you know, they ask for your name so they can write it on the cup.
Yeah.
But they just don't set it right there. You know, they'll say, you know, hey, Tom, you know, here's your order. And hey, have a great day. And there's some interaction there. And you feel like it's a relationship, not a transaction. And maybe it's just because of my addiction that I go there enough that they already know my name.
Yeah, that's good. So like Cheers back in the day when they knew Norm and he walked in and they say,
that's right.
They say, Tom. And when you said shots, I'm thinking I'm in Florida, West Palm Beach, Florida. Everywhere you go, they serve alcohol. My wife goes to a nail salon, they have alcohol. So when you said Free Shot Fridays, I'm thinking, are they serving shots of alcohol? No.
Don't ask, don't tell. I know it just makes it taste better. And so all I know is I like it.
Good stuff. So let's revert this back to your business and how you see an interview valet, because I think about your company in a slightly different way. I'm loyal to you guys for what you've done for me, and I'm appreciative in the fact that you've given me sort of the direction and the guidance of becoming a guest, and now that gave me the precipice to become a host of a podcast, which was ultimately the main goal. But, you know, it kind of cut my teeth through your process, and it was fantastic, and your team was on point. But with your organization and the type of business that you have, which is, I don't want to say one-off, but once you've done it, how do you keep loyalty, or can you create loyalty in a type of business like yours?
Very much so. And with that, 70% of our clients come from referrals. So that's from a past client, from mm-hmm. a podcast, or from hearing me on a podcast. So as I look at lifetime value, yeah, if somebody's doing a virtual book tour, they're not going to come back to us every 6 months when they launch a new book, right? It's probably going to be years between different engagements, but they know a lot of people in the meantime, and they're referring them to us. So for example, we had one client very early on with us. He launched a book. Well, 3 years later, he reaches back out to us and says, I'm working for this new company. They need podcast interviews. And so that's really where the loyalty came from. And how do we keep that going? Well, you mentioned it. You mentioned Tommy by name. Tommy's just one of our client account managers, one of the 18 people on our team. But you don't know all 18 names, nor should you, right?
Right.
You need to have a relationship with one person. So we reach out to our clients, you know, even after they're, you know, being our clients, and, you know, connecting with them on social media, you know, sending them a holiday card, mm-hmm. even after they've been a client with us, because if they've had a good experience, they may not be a client, but I look at them as a advocate, a promoter, that sort of thing. And, you know, one of our core values is that relationships are the ultimate currency. And the one that goes along with that too, is that in this digital age of automation, it's the personal touch that makes the difference. So with that, you know, if you remember when you got that welcome package, yeah, we send you the microphone.
I still got it. I'm using it.
And originally we used to drop ship that from Amazon. I mean, how does that build up loyalty for our company, right? It's just another Amazon package. So what we realized is, hey, let's put it together like a gift. Everybody likes a gift. And we put some other little things in there. And then we put a handwritten note in there, just welcoming you and how excited we are to work with you. The feedback that we have gotten from that has been amazing. And people say, well, you know, do you scale? How does that scale? How, you know, do you have a third-party fulfillment house do that? We're not at that point yet. We still have somebody fill out the card by hand and send that out. And is it scalable? I don't know, but I can tell you what, it's really effective. Or even the things like Tommy, I'm sure that she'll comment on your social media posts, or when you're on a podcast interview, she'll make a comment and she'll promote that out there. And really it's building that relationship. So it's not just a transaction. And that's really what we focus on.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good stuff. So let me ask you this, Tom, with a pain point that you might have in regard to scaling, what is it that you think you might be able to do in terms of maintaining or creating more customer loyalty at scale? Is there such a thing in your business?
Oh, very much so. And, you know, one of the things that I've been struggling with here, probably this last year and a half, is that everybody's talking about bigger, you know, more. And to me, it's better. You know, right now, we're serving 100 clients, right? I can reach, I don't know, 100 million on social media. I don't need to reach all 100 million, right? If I could figure out a way to leverage the current relationships to get more personal introductions to more ideal clients, that would do it. And so from that standpoint, as I think of scaling the business, and we're really at a great point because podcasting's taken off. We've got our systems down. We're providing amazing results. It's not, how can I go out to the masses of 300 million people and find them, but how can I go out to our advocates right now and work with them so that they can introduce us to other people with that too? And I think there's a lot of things that can be done. Like one of them, cards and personal notes. I can guarantee you that if I would have written you that note on that welcome package, you would not have been able to read it. you know, my handwriting is like a doctor's. So yeah, there's somebody else that can do. There's online places that can send the cards, write the cards out there, and still have that personal touch there. And also the other thing too is just building that database, right? You saw it from the customer side, but we're dealing with over 3,500 podcasters that we have relationships with. We need to have the database, and that's one of the valuable things that we have, is this database of here's the podcasters, here's what they're looking for, here's other key information for it, and building the relationship on that side. That makes the difference between getting a 1 in 100 acceptance rate to right now we're at about 56%. So we've got the relationships with the host too, so that when we're pitching our clients, they're like, oh yeah, I love Rosie, I love Karen, I love Heather or Drew. They've got that one-on-one relationship because, you know, podcasters want three types of people on their podcast: their friends of friends, and people they want to be their friends. Yeah. Nowhere in there does it say cold pitches. So we really focus on that friends of friends. So if Rosie reaches out to her friends who are the podcasters, who she's got the relationship with, who she's got the loyalty with, it goes a whole lot faster and further that way.
Yeah, agreed. Very good point. Let me switch gears and let's talk about, I mean, most of the time people are talking about successes, but even in my past businesses, I've learned more from my failures than I have from any successes that I've ever had. Because you're always, you know, it always becomes monumental when you think about it. When something terrible happens and you respond to it, or how you respond to it makes the difference, as opposed to when things are humming along swimmingly, maybe you don't pay as much attention. So let me ask you this. Has there been a company out there with you as a consumer, or even as in your past businesses, where there's been a failure and it really cost them your loyalty? Because on my last podcast, on it, I think it was episode 30, it was an interesting story about a plane flight from Australia to, I think, the UK. You had to make a stop in Seoul, and it was just a nightmare. You'd have to listen to it. But has there been anything that you could recall that was a great failure that you learned a lesson from, or you think another company should have?
Well, being a marketer, I'm very critical of marketing. It's like the easiest person to sell is a salesman, if you're a good salesperson, right? Because they love it. And I would, but the flip side of that, if you're a lousy salesperson, don't try selling another salesperson. And I think it's the same way with marketing. When I see marketing that is done wonderfully, the way it should be done, to put the customer first, to educate, to build the relationship, I love that. The flip side is when I see it done poorly, it just turns me off, right? I feel at times now that when they ask, you know, do you have any aliases you go by? I feel like I should have to say, I also go by the alias first name, right? I've gotten so many emails that says, hi, first name. It's like, come on, you don't even take the time to clean your database. Recently, I got a gift from somebody, and when I opened up the card, it said, hi, first name. You know, I thought of this, I thought of you when I got this, and I'm like, oh, come on, you probably just spent $40 on this marketing campaign to me, and you turned it off that way. The other ones too is that, you know, in marketing, you can see the swipe files quickly enough, right? When other people are using it, and when you see something that's just not consistent with the brand or who they are, right? Just because, I don't know, just Starbucks did a promotion that worked really well for them doesn't mean I can do the same promotion, right? Different company, different values, all the rest of that. So that really turns me off when somebody uses automation to destroy a relationship as opposed to build a relationship. And so from that standpoint, I always look at the tools that we have now are great. Right? But tools are amplifiers. And going back to stories, I think of a friend of mine, Dan Miller, had a tree that was hit by lightning, and an artist came in with a chainsaw and carved this beautiful eagle in it. Well, that same winter, I took a chainsaw and just about cut my leg off cutting some wood. Now, you could say, It's the tool. No, it's the same tool, but tools amplify the brilliance or stupidity of the user, right? And for me, it amplified the stupidity. And it just kills me when I see people using these tools that are very, very powerful, either, you know, marketing campaigns, emails, and they don't use them right. And I just think of them cutting their leg off with the email marketing tool or even the, you know, the relationship tool, because they don't understand how to use it, or they don't understand what they're trying to do with it.
Yeah. It's danger in someone else's hands that is not aware of exactly the right instructions. You're right. I guess that makes perfect sense. So let me ask you this. What sort of actionable advice could you give your listeners that they can implement today to attract and retain more customers?
Yeah. To me, relationships are the ultimate currency. And so for me, it's somebody's going to be listening to this 5 years from now. So I don't want to say use this tool, because it may not even exist right now. And often I think that my grandfather would be more prepared for the future than my grandkids would be, right? Because he understood the strategy and then could apply it to the tactics. So I would say to everyone, if you want to build your business, if you want to build the lifetime value, if you want to build the loyalty, you've got to build the relationship. And so no matter what you do today, if it's send an email, start a marketing campaign, post something on social media, before you hit send, ask yourself, how is this helping the relationship? And if you can help that relationship with every interaction you do, you're going to build the loyalty and you're going to build your business.
Fantastic. Great stuff, Tom. So wrapping this up, again, I enjoyed the conversation. I wanted to ask you, if our listeners wanted to get a hold of you for more information, what's the best way they could do that?
Yeah, I'm the only Tom Schwab in all of Kalamazoo, but I won't make you look for me. Just go to interviewvalet.com/loyaltyminute. And I'll just put some resources there. It was a checklist. It's the same one I gave Rob when he became a client of ours. You know, they say checklists are written in blood. Make sure it's somebody else's blood. I'll also put a free copy of my book, Podcast Guest Profits, How to Grow Your Business with a Targeted Interview Strategy. And then finally, if any of this made sense to you, I'll put my calendar scheduling link, all my social media there. So feel free to connect with me there at interviewvalet.com/loyaltyminute.
Fantastic. Thanks, Tom. Thanks again. I want to thank you for being a loyal listener and investing some of your valuable time with us. If you feel you received value from the show, we would definitely appreciate a 5-star review on your favorite podcasting streaming service. If you think you know someone else who might find value in listening, please do share. To reference this episode and other episodes of The Loyalty Minute, please visit theloyaltyminute.com. Enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next edition of The Loyalty Minute.